This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, it's a new day if you want it to be. This is Dave Usher. I'm obviously not Rhett Palmer. Rhett Palmer is traveling today and doing some great family things, and I'm sure he'll be talking to you about that when he gets back. But my name is David Usher. I'm a lifelong friend of Rhett. And today I'm excited to have in the studio a gentleman who I've come to know over the last few years. His name is Bob Littleton. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Great to see you. We're going to be talking about some exciting things around the subject of missions and various different types of missions. But Bob, tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from and how did you kind of come to where we are here today talking in the studio about missions?
Man, I grew up as a lost unchurched kid in New Jersey, and when I went to university, I became a pharmacist in Pittsburgh, so that's where I went to school at, Duquesne University, and that's when the Lord started working in my life. And after I graduated, I moved to Florida, and then the Lord really started sending people into my life, and eventually I kind of got the message that God wanted me, and he was drawing me in, and so I said yes to Jesus on March 20th, 1987, and I flipped my life right side up, and that's pretty much it.
Now, here in Vero, you're involved with a church locally where you acted as a youth pastor for many years. So you obviously got involved in ministry, and the Lord really started working through your life as a youth pastor. But now, as you've gone through those stages, you're involved in missions through that church, and you're doing a lot of exciting things, going to different countries. And so I thought our conversation could center on not only the activities that you're involved in, but also an appeal to all of us who are followers of Jesus to be involved in some maybe short-term missions going to a different country. Tell me something about kind of where you are today with that.
Oh, man, I started doing missions shortly after I got saved. I remember the first trip I went to Manaus, Brazil, and we built this church out of these little flimsy kind of brick. I'm like, is this really going to stay up? And I got to see how other people lived in third world countries. I remember they had like electric lines going across the village on branches, like on a little fork in a branch. And then each night we would go back to this fancy hotel, and I'm like, this doesn't seem right. You know, I want to stay there where the people were at. Anyway, so I've done a lot of short-term mission trips because I've had a career as a youth pastor and a pharmacist, so I've had to maintain those things to kind of fund my mission trips. But most of the best experience in my life, if I were to list them, probably 8 out of 10 would be on while I was on mission trips over the last 25, 30
years.
Well,
I think it's interesting because knowing you a little bit, you're married to Lynn and you have a 5 children. And I think, the heart of a father, a mom raising kids in Christ is understanding that we're to pass that baton onto the next generation, we're to reach the next generation. And so I would imagine, even as an extension of your own life as a father and as a husband, that missions has always been critical because you raised 5 kids and our job really is to share the gospel, And so that must have been a big part of your heart, is to reach people.
I think that was Jesus' heart. You think about the last words that he gave to his disciples, the apostles. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And then in Acts 1:8, he said, you will be my witnesses, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So that was Jesus' heart, and somehow we lost focus. It became about us, about our comfort and our, the gospel became me-centered in a lot of ways. And I think we need to turn the microscope or whatever telescope outward into the world. And that's kind of how I see.
So your first mission trip was to Brazil.
Yes, sir.
And that really got you, your eyes were open to maybe people outside your own sphere.
Right. Went with about 25 guys from our church, older guys, younger guys, and it was crazy. It was right in the edge of the jungle, and one of the things that stands out to me, this guy was, when we got there, this guy started digging a well with this little hoe. By the end of the week, he dug this hole, handmade, you know, and he got water out of the ground almost right there in front of the church, and that was, and kids were coming around, and you know, it was.
So you went with impactful. A group. You went with a group of people, and that's normally how, if you're going to be involved in missions, you would get involved with a local church or organization.
Yeah, an organization or a church, you know, whatever. Just if you've got a heart to go, like Jesus said, go. You'll find, just open your eyes, open your ears, and you'll find someone. If you're listening to this program, you probably know enough people and, you know, resources that you can do it.
And isn't it really not so much that you're going to bring necessarily a huge skill set, whether it's build something, but there seems to be opportunities in every area where you can, if you have a heart to serve, you'll find a place to be able to be part of a missions trip.
Yeah. I mean, we went to go build a church. I had no building background at all. I learned more on that trip about construction, you know, than I knew my whole life before. So it's just about being available and just saying, okay, God, I'll go. You know, I don't have the skills, you know, and he continually says, my grace is sufficient. All you need is a willing heart and just put your yes on the table. And when God says, you know, are you going to do something? Do you want to do it? Your answer is already yes. You know, so that's kind of how I live my life.
Yeah.
Try to anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you're talking this time around about specifically medical missions that you're going to be going on shortly.
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
Well, I went last year for the first time to Uganda. And there's an organization called Imani Malali. I can spell that out, or you can put it on your website. And there's a flyer. We're doing a golf tournament fundraiser. So if you can't go to missions, you can still help. In one way, if you're a golfer, you can go to this golf tournament and be a part of that. That's on May the 3rd of this year, coming right up. And anyway, so I think they posted something on the website. So, but yeah, this medical mission trip, they've been going. Pastor Seth from Coastal Community Church has been going about 10 years to Uganda, partnering with Imani Malali, and we go into these rural communities. Like last year, I was blown away when we went to this community called Kachanga, I think is how you say it. Mm-hmm. And we showed up, and the kids were lining the street as we drove up in the bus, singing and waving palm branches and just thanking God. And I'm like, what is going on? I mean, only Jesus deserves this kind of welcome. And we got there and we got off the bus and kids were all around and just wanting to hold our hands. And anyway, and I looked over and there's all these people, there's hundreds of people sitting over there. And I'm like wondering what they're waiting, what all the people are there for. And it turns out they were waiting to be treated by the doctors and get medicine in the pharmacy. So I'm a pharmacist, and I went there last year to kind of be a part of the pharmacy. And I was just blown away at what this organization is doing with these young people, not just in these medical clinics, but we got to see. They've got 8 different orphanages and schools throughout across Uganda, and we got to see some of that and experience the love and the welcome. I've never felt so welcomed in my entire life.
Are these pretty impoverished areas,
yes,
Bob?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. So they take these kids that are vulnerable or orphaned, and they put them in these schools. And I'm telling you, we went in the one classroom in particular. There was like 90 students in there, about second graders. And they were sitting there, perfect attention. And when the teacher would say something, they would all answer in unison. I mean, I was blown away. I'm like, what are they doing with these kids? This is incredible. I just left that day visiting different classrooms. I said, this organization is going to change the nation of Uganda and possibly the whole continent of Africa.
Mm. So through really fulfilling the Great Commission is to also clothe the naked, feed the hungry, you know, and do simple things like, for example, helping with medical needs. I think we take it so for granted, and you mentioned earlier that we're too much about our own comfort. And when you tell me, I mean, it's obvious that you've been changed by going on these mission trips and these places you're going in Uganda, for example. How would you describe where this mission is? What kind of environment are you in? Are you in a city, in a village, in a in a remote area?
Kind of all of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, we stay in a sort of a hotel-ish kind of thing. It's not quite up to our standards, but it's okay. You know, hot water and whatnot with basics. And and the major highway from the airport to where we start, like our base is like a major road, you know, no problems. But then when you get off in these, once we leave the hotel, it's all dirt roads. Reminds me of Georgia clay, you know, and bumpy and like, oh my gosh, these roads are rough. And I thought, and there's like ditches on both sides of the road. And I thought, man, if it rains, we're in trouble. Well, the first day we got there, it started raining about 11 o'clock Uh-oh. That morning.
Hmm.
And the clinic where we did the clinic out of the school. They move all the children in to do different activities, outdoor sports and Bible classes and whatnot. And we take over the classrooms. There's a dental clinic, a medical clinic, eye clinic. They did some minor surgeries there. And we didn't have the generator the first day, so it gets dark. And I'm in the pharmacy, and we're trying to get it organized and fill prescriptions, and it was a disaster. But we're filling prescriptions by the light on our cell phones, being able to read the prescriptions. And you got to do whatever it takes. And by the end of the week, we got it all organized. And my wife is actually going to go back. She's also a pharmacist. She's going to go back and run the pharmacy next year, or actually in 2 months. And then I'm going to run the children's ministry that'll go on during the same time. So I'm pretty excited about what getting to be a part of this organization.
You're going to be leaving shortly, right? Within the next week or so, you're going to be headed out. When exactly are you headed out?
Well, I'm going to Guatemala. That's a whole nother experience. I'm going to Guatemala the Wednesday after Easter for another mission, short-term mission experience. This is a week-long thing in Guatemala where we help this church get other small churches started in more remote areas. So we've gone there this will be my fifth year going there, doing like children's VBS kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then we do house visits, and it's unbelievable. The people will just welcome you into their little shacks.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall. And we do not seek your head. We only seek your face. We want to know you. We want to see.
Conquered the grave. He Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those He loves? Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
Away. Pick me up. See you. Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO.
This is Donna True with True Reflections on Aging with Grace. Listen as I share a very important point with you concerning critical issues of the aging experience. Repeating the same questions, remembering things from long ago, but not what you did last night or what you had for breakfast this morning. Getting lost, going to a place you have driven to for years. Showing up for appointments on the wrong day. Going to the bank every day to check on your account. Missing utility payments, falling for scams. These are just a few of the things you may see that could be cause for concern. There is typically a pattern of these things happening, not just one isolated incident. The problem is that the person experiencing these things may not be able to see or recognize what is happening. They appear to be in denial, but it could be anosognosia. The brain has changed and they lack insight, but it's not their fault. There's a medical cause. They don't think they forgot what you said. They accuse you of never telling them. What do you do? It's time for a new dance. You can start with the primary care physician. Even if the doctor does not have a signed release allowing them to talk to you, you can write a letter or send an email to enlighten the doctor about the rest of the story. Be aware. Keep safety in mind. Did I say something today that got your attention? I'm Donna True, and I can be reached at 772-223-7800. Council on Aging of Martin County at the Kane Center. That's 772-223-7800.
See you. serve the Lord. I'm restored, have made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus, how could I want more? I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord.
Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And everybody got worried. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation.
tribe, every language and nation. They lift up their voice to worship the Lamb who was slain. Oh, yes. They are joined by the thousands of angels as they're singing this heavenly song.
Of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. And they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and in a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Come on, sing.
You are the Lamb, mighty and most holy one, worthy.
Your love was greater. Oh, I could say.
testimonies feed my faith. I love to hear about miracles. Do you too? Well, you can listen to my show. I'm Rhett Palmer. It's a new day every day at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 3 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you unfailing love, the drink which I seek, my spirit is thirsting. Please remove my transgressions, cleanse me from my sin. Father of life, please have mercy. Take this heart and give it purity. Father of life, pour your mercy over me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Weathered and worn, my life has been torn. My gaze has been drifting. I call your name. Search me, my Lord. My heart needs your mending. Please remove my transgressions. Forgive me, O God.
Steadfast spirit within.